You are now listening to a Rabble Press podcast.
My outlandish prediction is Bill Belichick will either leave or get fired midway through the season.
Clock out, come home, and drink away to bash and burn the weekly plays. Douchey calls and sweaty balls, this is Scotch Sporting.
When is Dragony one that I couldn't really watch coming out with a second season?
They're still filming right now. No, they're still filming.
Oh, they're not part of the SAG-AFTRA?
No, yeah, because they're the British ones, so they're not on strike, so they're still filming. they're called scabs.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, I forgot my term for losers.
Oh man, they're not in the union. If they're in a different union, but yeah, and that's it. In Canada, it's the same. It's a different union.
And give me all the international content for next year. Woo!
I thought there was a boom, and I know, Chris, you were of age, but I was a little bit young for the first strike. I don't think I was working yet.
Right.
But it was a boom for Canada eventually. Because, Calgary wasn't considered a location
right
really to shoot until the first strike, and then Calgary played for Texas and played for the Western US. Vancouver saw huge, obviously Vancouver and Toronto are big cities, but they saw a big uptick in productions there, because it was we can't film in LA, so Vancouver it is, or we can't film in any city on the east, so Toronto it is.
On Vancouver, X-Files was filmed in Vancouver almost exclusively for its first, eight seasons.
Spike in reality television, I'm hoping for...
You're hoping
selfishly as a reality television Canadian producer.
Get some jobs.
That all these people are suffering. But, if I may, I work in the different genre that isn't striking and in a different country. Mm-hmm. But we are struggling, the show that I produced last year is on Hulu now. Mm-hmm. If you checked our Instagram, it's up there. We don't know what our numbers on Hulu are.
Because Hulu won't tell you, will they?
None of them will.
That's the problem, man. These streaming things, there's no regulatory thing that says that they have to say any numbers. And they just fucking flat out lie.
And that's part of the problem is no one in my industry now knows their value,
right? Because at least with the Nielsen numbers and all this, you had numbers.
I can awards that my show's been nominated for, I can point to, but and I've seen Nielsen ratings, but I saw the Nielsen ratings, and 70% of the audience watching the show is outside of the Nielsen ratings,
right?
So I don't have data on the majority of my audience. So I don't know what my show's value is. I don't know what my value is.
That's a problem.
We don't get a green light for season 3, I don't know what that's because of.
Right.
And I remember dating myself back in the day, just kind of probably pre-streamers when I started in the industry, and I won't say what show, but we were able to see hey, we need to completely change the creative of this because we see people turning on the show when the host is on at the beginning and the hosts are together.
Yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about. And then people tune out when it's not them or they're not together. And then people tune back in when they're together at the end.
Oh, that's
weird. So you
need
to change their creative so they're together now.
And I know that show, and I know I'm the opposite.
So that stuff we used to, and it's partially I'm angry that we don't have access to this data for creative, and it's all about bettering yourselves and giving the audience a better project and responding to the needs and wants and trends. But like I said, it's also I don't know what my value is.
Right. And what's crazy is if you were putting these videos on YouTube, you would have those analytics, those exact second when people stop viewing, when people click off, you can see it.
Well, how do you monetize if I can't? So we're putting together a sales package for my current show in case we want to sell it to other markets. Mm-hmm. And then we're also putting together a pitch package for new shows we want to work on. And part of it that we're putting together is a brag sheet.
Right.
And we're saying, like, these are the awards that we've all won kind of individually. This is how well the show did, blah, blah, blah. And then we get to, like, the numbers and we're like, ah, we have Nielsen. We have the Nielsen ratings.
Yeah. We think people watch it. Like, that's
we think people watch it.
Yeah, that's the worst.
We're sold to Hulu. We air on Stacked TV here in Canada as the streaming.
We're do they give you numbers?
Nope.
Wow.
Nope. None of them do.
Wow.
What and a even nightmare. So, Dave.
What a nightmare.
Dave is in advertising.
Yeah.
And I pulled up. I was like, hey, I just want to ask you something about the splash page. So I logged on to Stack TV and the like under the category that the show I worked on, it's like, we recommend. And I was like, is this advertising generated? And he was like, that's even a real mystery.
Wow.
He's like, it's partially who's programming it. It's partially your algorithms of right. what you would view if you're logged in. It could be organic that's genuinely what's trending, but that's like, for anyone that is angry about the strike, this is a huge part of why I support it is this needs to be transparent for you as a consumer and us as people working like you guys. I don't know how you would manage it. Your work, you're able to say, I deserve a raise because I have done X, Y, Z. And I did X, Y, Z.
You have no quantitative numbers.
And I used to, though. Yeah,
that's bullshit.
I think that's what this is about.
And the problem is all this streaming stuff is pushing people away from standard television where you had numbers.
Yeah.
Although I think Disney Plus is bleeding money. I think Paramount Plus is bleeding money. Netflix, we know, is bleeding money. Like, all of these companies are bleeding. And I don't know.
I don't know
how they can keep it up.
Trends. So part of it is because of COVID and because of the boom in streamers, there was a huge boom in content.
Right.
And now there's too much. The market is saturated. There's too much on too many platforms. And there's two interesting trends. And one of them is the rise of the FAST service, which is free. I think it's free accessible streaming television.
Okay.
So it's ad-supported. Pluto TV is an example. We have that in Canada. Mm-hmm. So it's completely free. YouTube, I guess standard YouTube would count.
Yeah.
It's completely free, but it is presented in a grid like it's television. Like, certain shows air at certain times.
Oh, okay.
But it's also on demand.
Interesting.
And there's been a huge uptick in that because of people that are like,
I can't afford to have Netflix. Yeah.
Exactly. Or I just, like, sometimes for me, I sound like my dad. Like, I kind of just want to click around to a few channels and settle on something. I don't want to have to sit and pick something.
It's the worst.
It's the worst.
It is the worst.
So it's appealing to those people of like, hey, scroll around, or like, Jeopardy's on at 7. Yeah. Come on and join us. But if you miss it, that's okay. You can watch it whenever you want. And right. The other thing that's had a huge, do you guys know? And if you do, tell me and don't pretend. The number one streamed show in the US last month was?
Last month?
Last month. It has been off the air for 5 years.
5 years.
5 years.
So it went off in 2018.
It might have even been earlier, to be honest. I can tell you it is absolutely, certainly 100% not on the air and has not been for a couple years.
That's the number one streamed show last year. Was it like Breaking Bad? Month. Or last month,
no.
Okay.
Filmed in Canada.
Filmed speaking in Canada.
Featuring none other than the Princess of Sussex or the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle.
Suits. Really?
Suits.
Wow.
So there's a weird, and I don't know what this means for my world. I don't know what this means for the industry, but I find this really fascinating.
Suits TikTok, so maybe that's why.
It's not a lot of these streaming services. There was a huge uptick in original content, and now it's about acquired content.
Right.
And there isn't as much of a clamoring for exclusivity anymore.
Right.
like Seinfeld is on Netflix, I think, and Paramount Plus or something. Like it's that, and I don't know what that means for me and my world. I don't know what that means for the industry, but I just think that's really interesting that there's this weird like acquired discovery thing that's happening.
Yeah. I still, and I think it was, I can't see all of these streaming services lasting.
No.
Netflix worked because it was like everything all there, one spot, you know.
And it was the first.
Yeah.
And they were smart, and I think Netflix still is, about its original content.
I think they're too fast to cancel things.
Yeah.
But then the thing is they don't release numbers. So you don't know.
Yeah.
Because like, did Cowboy Bebop really bomb that bad that you set it up for season two and don't give us season two?
Or was there an actor just hard to work with? They couldn't make scheduling conflict. Yeah, like there could be a thousand reasons why things get canceled. So what do you think? I think some of those players are going to go away. Do you think it's going to be old acquired content, or like how do you guys feel about new stuff?
Because think about it, Disney, they've already went back to selling their content to other streamers. Because they lost a huge chunk of revenue from that. So they've already put a bunch of like Marvel stuff and all that back on Netflix.
Interesting.
Disney's already realized that that was a mistake. And I wouldn't be surprised. Like Paramount doesn't have a ton of content. So I can't see them sticking.
Because that was the huge draw of Disney Plus, is it was like we were all clamoring for that. It was the fucking Disney vault from when we were kids. And like, you're only going to be able to buy Aladdin once every 10 years.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Disney Plus's appeal was like, hey, guys, here's the stuff that literally no one else has.
Yeah. And now it's like, oh, well, you know what? But did you hear the thing about Iger today that came out?
Mm-mm.
Apparently there's 12 either high-ranking Disney execs or former Disney execs. So there's 12 people that have corroborated this story that Bob Iger's plan is to stay CEO as long as possible and then sell the company to Apple. Apple's got the money to buy Disney. I don't know how that deal...
I thought it would have been the other way around, no?
Yeah.
Apple has trillions in the bank, just sitting in the bank. Trillions just sitting there.
Bluey was, which I love, was the other top streaming shows, and that's available on multiple platforms as well. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Disney Plus, like there wasn't much that was exclusively one platform,
right?
That was in the top 10.
And honestly, like if you look at something like, because this has come up, but if you look at something like The Mandalorian or Ahsoka, which is on right now, and last night's episode of Ahsoka was one of the best episodes of anything I've ever watched in my life. If they were putting that on regular TV, do you know what I mean? Like where regular TV as well as like the numbers would be astronomical.
There's also our issue and. I don't understand it as well, so I'm not going to speak on it too intelligently in case there's people in the industry like, you stupid. In Canada, it's CRTC and tax credit regulations that we as a country really need to figure our shit out. So there's two major broadcasters in Canada, I would say, Bell and Corus.
Right.
They basically, anything you watch, any network you watch anything on is probably owned by one of those guys. Corus owns Pluto, Bell owns Crave, like even the streaming things that you watch, Stack TV, all that shit is under usually one of those two umbrellas.
Yeah.
Corus, and I know this because I was in a pitch meeting with them and I put my sweet little hand up because they were talking about like what's going to be selling for broadcast, whatever. And I was like, hey, are you guys doing anything direct to Stack TV or any of your streaming platforms or whatever? And they said no, because we don't want to lose out on those tax credits. So Canada also has to figure, and of course his numbers are going in the toilet because their audience doesn't watch cable.
Right.
And who's buying Stack TV? Do you guys have Stack TV? Yeah. See?
think it pops up as an option in Amazon Prime, but I don't.
Yeah, it's that's an Amazon Prime option for like something you already pay $10 a month for. Or would you like to pay $8 a month for like?
See, Crave comes with my TV package, so we have Crave, but that's just because it's part of the TV package. So
I love Crave. I don't have it as part of my package. I have Rogers, but it is. I find it. It's very reasonable. Mm-hmm. Because you can pay annually for Crave. And it's got, it's got everything.
Yeah.
It's a great option in Canada. So, like, that's a huge problem in Canada with content creation is we're all just like, okay, I guess we'll post something on linear broadcast for the 7-year-olds that still have cable.
Right.
Anyways, and they did also say, if you are looking to pitch a food show to Chorus, which I was not, they are only looking at competition shows right now.
Really?
Nothing. Anything else they can just bring from the States. It doesn't make any financial sense to do a Canadian-made cooking show right now.
Wow.
They'll just, any of those like talking heads, like here's how I make my recipe. They're like, it's not worth it. We'll just buy them from the States. And if you are going to pitch a lifestyle show, it has to be with new talent.
Oh.
Anyone that has already had a show, they see it as there's a reason you don't have a show anymore.
Wow. All
right. We're new talent.
Mm-hmm. We are all new talent. Tank top Mark.
Yep.
It's that hot.
It's disgusting.
Were you guys? Well, I guess maybe
we might have melted a little bit at the
game. Did you die?
It was so hot.
At the game?
It was so hot.
Can we start with that? Can you switch it? Well, because we're already.
Yeah, well, we'll do number three first. So
it was so hot. Chris was wearing shorts.
I never wear shorts. I wore shorts to the game.
So my question, let's just take a minute and talk Labor Day Classic Roundup. How fucking hot was that game? Because we talked to Gabe after, and he was like, I can't talk right now, I have a migraine.
It was bad.
Baked in the sun.
Yeah.
Did you stay the whole game?
No, we left when Toronto scored to make it 31-13. We left.
Hey, start the clock.
There we go.
Because I don't really have a question. I just want to talk about the Labor Day games.
Yeah, we left the game when it was 31-13. We drove to Waterdown to go to the Coop. So that was our
It didn't end that badly. Didn't it end like 31-21?
41-28.
Yeah.
It was bad.
28's pretty good.
It was when they got to 28, it was already 32.
There's like 3 seconds left.
Yeah, it was garbage. It was a garbage touchdown at the end.
Yeah.
Still, at what point are you guys going to sell your Grey Cup tickets?
Only if Saskatchewan's in the game, because that's the only chance I have to like make money. If I'm not going to make money, if I'm not going to make money, I'm going to go.
And why this was on here was the Stamps Elk Labor Day Classic, and the CFLPA got involved to try and get them to pull the players off the field.
Why?
Because the air quality was trash.
Really?
Remember when you popped up the on your weather app, it said 9 degrees. On the top, it said air quality.
Didn't even notice that. I just noticed that it was 9 degrees Celsius. We're dying in 40-degree weather, and they get a beautiful 9-degree game. Ugh.
That's Calgary.
Although my Canada dad used to September. Say,
whatever weather is in Calgary, we will have it a few days later.
It's true.
So we are set for a cool down. Okay, well, welcome to the Scotch Boarding Leadoff. We already did our first because I wanted to know how hot you guys were on the Labor Day Classic.
It was not good.
Not good. I just, because I was outside for a little bit of it, and I was like, I can't.
Yeah, it was bad. Do not recommend.
And you guys are in the sun as it goes down, right? Like, there's no relief in your seats.
Nope. And the whole time, because my buddy picked those seats, because I said before we got the new stadium and when we were picking our seats, I said we should sit on the other side. So that way, you know, the sun's behind us and, you know, the other side's much higher up. So my buddy's like, we're going to be too high up, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right. So we got that side. And now anytime it's like that, I'm like, should be sitting on that side, Paul. And he's like, shut up. It's like, it's way better on this side. And
could
I mean,
you move your tickets?
What's that?
Could you move?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, like, honestly, Mark, what, 2 games a year, maybe, where it's like that?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
the rest of the year is fine. Like, it's a, once the sun goes down, it's doesn't matter.
Like the September 30th game that I will be there for exactly. with you guys?
Exactly.
Any changes to Hamilton being in the playoffs slash make it to the Grey
they're
Cup?
They're still in a playoff spot, but I mean, they're probably going to make the playoffs. But that's it.
What a wild time. So Alek Manoah
mm-hmm.
went from being an all-star.
Cy Young finalist
to in slightly over a year being placed on the inactive list.
In AAA. Bad.
That list is used if you like leave for the All-Star game, if you have to attend to a family emergency, anything that you are missing work, but you aren't injured.
Right. What if you suck?
Well, he never started a game.
Right.
For the Bisons.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So my question for you guys, what the fuck happened? Because my spidey sense is tingling a little bit
mm-hmm.
with this inactive list. How do you guys feel? What happened? Why isn't he playing? Because I feel like he refused to play.
Should I start the clock?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So he refused to play for Buffalo?
That's the little story in my head. Sorry?
Oh. No, I'm saying that's what you think.
I'm
not pitching here.
He's like, this is beneath me. I think they could sell the move to Florida to like, okay, we need to really work on your mechanics. And then he came back. And then I think sending him down bruised his ego too much. That's my conspiracy theory.
No,
you guys?
I think he's too young to have that kind of mentality. And he should realize like, hey, I need to work on my shit if I want to play like I played last year.
So what is
the case? I mean, he never would have accepted that first emotion anyways, if that was the case.
Well, yeah. In my head, that's justified because you're not like that was a true rehab assignment of like, let's rebuild your mechanics from the beginning. Whereas this is you're not good enough for sending you down. So why is he on the inactive list? What are your tinfoil hat theories?
I think he just needs to get away from the game.
Yeah. Needs some time off and get clear your head and.
Because he knows he's not going to pitch for the Jays for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
So
there's no way. Because they'd have to have two pitchers get hurt before he's coming back.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this is a him decision or a team decision?
It's a him decision.
Oh, him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sir, Chris, you think team?
I thought it was team,
Team says
I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, because the team would have announced something as opposed to saying, well, he's on the inactive list.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying there's a chance for the first time ever. Well, so for the first time in about 25 years, Canada's basketball team, men's basketball team, has qualified for the Olympics.
Woo!
That was in the game against
Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Serbia was today. So Latvia, the game against Slovenia, they made it.
Serbia.
How is it? It's all the same country. I don't know if you want to cut that or leave it in and let every Eastern European.
They're losing their minds right now.
Yeah, it's lighting up in Eastern Europe.
Oh, it is. What a horrible thing to say.
Oh, man. Okay, we're cutting all of this.
No. Now we have to leave it in.
Oh, boy.
So Team Canada won against Spain on the weekend to qualify for the Olympics. And today they beat
Slovenia
to make it to the medal round for the first time ever. And at the beginning of the game against Spain, Dave said, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to watch this. And I made a face. I was like, well, we have to go to brunch, dear. And he's like, but Canada's favored for the first time. And I was like, yeah, but who do they have? And we tried to like name the players, whatever. Man,
team. They're a really good team.
What a great team. Was I ever wrong? So my question, Mark, can you take 30 seconds and tell us why Canada is finally good? Because on paper, I was like, well, they don't have Andrew Wiggins and they don't have
Jamal Murray.
What's his nuts? Jamal Murray, who just won. You know, it's the same old of the top tier talent isn't playing for Canada. And then Chris, my question specifically for you, are you going to watch more basketball?
Go, Mark.
Oh, sorry, I forgot what T's question was.
Oh, sorry. Why is this team that much better than it has been?
Well, ever since Vince Carter with the Raptors, there's been a huge influx of youth who want to play basketball in Canada, and we're now seeing the fruits of it. Every year, I mean, you don't pay attention. Canadians get drafted in the first round every year now. It's a regularity.
Oh, there you go.
And we have enough depth and talent on, you know, post Vince Carter that we actually can put a good team on the
court. I like that you put it on Vince Carter, not just the Raptors. Like, it's all Vince.
It was Vince Carter.
Yeah. And you're right. When was he a Raptor? And when are those kids like Edie and RJ Barrett would have?
Yep.
Yeah, you asked those guys who they got inspired by. They say Vince Carter and Raptors.
So are we going to see the same thing in 20 years of soccer?
That's the hope, right? But with Soccer Canada putting any money into this fucking goddamn sport? Probably not.
Chris, are you going to watch more basketball?
No.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Did you watch any of these games?
No.
Negative.
I don't like basketball. I just don't. It doesn't do it for me.
There is something about it when it's regular season. I find basketball a little bit dull.
Yeah.
But come playoffs or come March Madness or come a tournament like this, I am all in.
Right.
And it is an exciting, like during the season, I'm like, it's so fucking boring because all it is you score a point, then I score a point, and then you score a point, and then I score a point. But then come playoffs, come March Madness, come this tournament, I'm like, that's what I love about it.
Right.
Is like, you can score the point and then I can score the point, and it's literally back and forth for 2 hours. So what I hate about it in the regular season is what I love about it in tournaments and stuff.
That's weird. It's all about the stakes. It's all about the stakes.
Yeah.
But I can watch football but I guess football's once a week. I can football. Watch most baseball football. Anytime.
It's in itself an event.
Yeah.
The NFL's made it so.
Yeah, football's a big deal.
Hockey? I can sit down and watch a hockey game.
Yeah, but there's something different. Same with hockey. Regular season hockey and playoff hockey are two different sports.
Yeah.
That's true. I agree.
Like you said, it's like in hockey. There isn't like back and forth goals being scored, not, you know, constantly. So there sometimes is some sort it. Of element of strategy involved. Whereas in basketball, everyone's always constantly scoring. So you feel like, what's the point? I'll watch mm-hmm. the last 3 minutes of the game. That's when it counts.
Yeah.
Speaking of basketball, the feud between James Harden and the Philadelphia 76ers has increased to a point where I am now caring about it, as we discussed, regular season basketball. So he joined the 76ers. He wasn't happy on the Celtics, moved over to the 76ers, took less money, was really open about taking less money. Both him and the team talked about sacrifice. And there was a bit of language of like, yeah, I'm making a sacrifice now, like expecting yeah. to get paid later. And then there was a whole shit storm about the not making the all-star team, even though he was offered a reserve spot and never answered. So that spot was then offered to Pascal Siakam. And then Harden said he'd take it. He didn't think the 76ers supported him enough. And now, like, they fired Doc Rivers because of him. They said it was because of the earlier than anticipated exit from the playoffs. Anyways, all that is to say, I am now invested in the storyline. However, from the Houston Rockets to the Brooklyn Nets to the 76ers, at what point is he not pausing and going, am I the problem here? So, Mark, you are our basketball expert. What is the problem? Is he the problem?
He is absolutely the problem. He's all about himself, always has been. He gets his numbers, like Westbrook. Both guys haven't won anything.
I have him very in my head, similar to Durant, who also is like, okay, I'm going to go here to win a championship. Okay, you didn't win immediately. You suck. I hate you. I'm sitting out and I'm not playing. Okay, yeah. I'm going to go to this team and I'm going to win a championship. Yeah. Oh, we didn't win right away, so I'm going to sit out and not play.
And Durant only got his championship because he decided to join the best team.
Yeah.
Championship. Whereas Harden and Westbrook never got that opportunity. They just figured, I'm going to go where I'm going to get my numbers. I can't join that team, the Warriors, because they got Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson. I don't want to share the ball. Ball's got to be me.
Because Durant, for a very brief period, was able to be like, I don't need to be number one on the call sheet as long as I get my ring.
Yeah, yeah.
And Westbrook and Harden have not done that.
Yeah. And then when he finally got his championship, he decided to say, now I'm going to be the guy. I'm going to Brooklyn. I'm going to bring all these players to me. We're going to make our own super team and win. And he found out that, you know, you can't get individuals like Harden and Westbrook on your team to win championships.
Yeah, there's like, so what's going to happen with James Harden this season?
He'll get fat like he did against Houston and get traded.
What a move.
It's a good play. It's a good play.
What a real power move.
He's the one, the strip club one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He, if our listeners do not remember, it is a fact that I love, his play has been inextricably linked to the quality of strip clubs in whatever city he's playing in the sense that the worse the strip clubs, the better he plays because he isn't spending the time at the bar.
Not only that, he has a jersey retired in one of those strip clubs in Houston.
Attaboy.
Yeah. I hope to God someone can do something about me at some point in my life and career. Just something so shitty like the quality of bourbon bar is inextricably linked to how many shows she was, you know, like, yeah. I want something that's like, you know what? The better the strip club, the worse I play because I just stay looking at boobies all day.
Yeah.
And our last, I put them together. Cause one, I just kind of wanted to mention Hockey Canada is having a summit to tackle toxic masculinity the root and problem.
That'll do it.
Oh boy.
That'll solve it.
There we go. I don't disagree with that at the root. Right. Cause I think like, you know, racism and bigotry and homophobia all comes from toxic masculinity. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's that. And it's that locker room bro culture, I think, is what leads all of that.
And we've talked about this where the kids on these teams get away with anything. They're treated like gods wherever they go. These kids have no rules placed on them. And, you know, and locker room talk is.
Yeah, you're not going to fix the problem until you completely change the culture and the value that we place. And you guys know I could yell for weeks about my issues that I have with minor league hockey system in Canada. And you're right. They get away with anything. My mom was a teacher. She taught in Ontario. So she taught a lot of sports guys in Markham, which is a decent hockey town. Steve Stamkos and John Tavares. What? And like kids would miss class and skip lessons and fail tests. And the parents would be like, well, Joey had a hockey game.
Yep.
He has to be excused because it's hockey practice. So it's
he's
not
going
like
to the show.
It's not that these parents are like purposefully teaching this toxic masculinity. It's they're told that they're special no matter what.
They're perpetuating it.
Yep.
Yeah. And my mom used to call it the curse of the J names because every white kid whose name started with the letter J played hockey. Think about it. Justin's, James's. Jackson, how many Jacksons are playing hockey right now? Like infinity. 10 and under.
Infinity.
Infinity. Every Jackson who ever has existed in Canada under the age of 12 is playing some sort of hockey. Yeah. And I'm sorry, parents, to break it to you. If your kid is, let's say, anywhere over the age of 8 and he's not on some like super elite bonus like Pittsburgh Penguins team, he's not fucking making it. I'm sorry. So, as I've said, I am not discouraging Rowan from playing hockey, my own human son, but I will not be encouraging it.
Right.
But I also don't want him to be a nerd. So, if that's what all his friends are doing, he can do it too. So, that's the one. And then Former Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Raiders and Browns, linebacker Carl Nassib, are gay, has retired after seven seasons. My question for you guys, with him retiring, the only active out football player, I don't think baseball player, for sure not hockey player, basketball, I forget his name. Is he retired?
I think so. I don't think there's anybody active.
I think soccer there is.
Oh, soccer, yeah, but...
Who is the basketball player? If he retired, it was recently, too.
I thought that was anyways, retired.
My question for you guys, with the retirement of Carl Nassib, how long is it going to be until we see someone coming out in one of the four, I'm so sorry, soccer, major North American sports, and what sport do we think it's going to be now?
I don't know.
Like baseball is the gayest, no?
Baseball has the highest chance because of a lot more players.
Yeah. It's not going to be hockey. Hockey will be the last one. I can tell you if that ever. Right now.
If ever.
I have a lot of gay friends.
It won't be a Canadian. I can tell you that it will not be a Canadian gay hockey player.
An out
gay Canadian hockey player. Yeah. I'm sure there's gay Canadian hockey players. I'm just saying they won't come out.
Gay male friends will play the more aggressive sports, the ones that I'm friends with. So I'm going to say football because every single gay I know, it plays in the Toronto Gay Flag Football League. I believe that is actually what it calls. Like everyone plays in this league. So I think it's football, Mark.
I'm going with baseball just because although it is a team sport, it's also an individual sport. So if you're really, really, really good and you're gay, they're going to say, okay, that's fine.
I thought you were going to say, but if you're really, really, really gay.
Oh, no.
and like you said, it's the most players. Yeah. So it's like statistically.
Yeah. It's my best shot.
Yeah, it's the best shot.
When are we going to see this happen then? My football year two baseballs.
2027.
I mean, I want to be an optimist and say 5 years within 5 years. That's me being optimistic.
Yeah, I'll say 5 years too.
Yeah. I said 2027, so that's 4 years.
Yeah,
that's
4 years.
Basketball, which to me is always the most progressive league.
Yeah.
But it's also the smallest amount of players.
That's true.
That's the issue.
Okay, our deep dive for the next 15 minutes, because I'm tired, is football is back.
Let's go.
Really snuck up on me. Maybe because it's so hot. And it feels so in the dead of summer right now. I'm like, it can't be football.
My kid went back to school today. That feels like football this weekend.
It's true.
My birthday was Monday. My birthday is always kind of to me the end of summer, beginning of school.
Yeah.
But I still like maybe because it was like 32 degrees in Toronto today.
Not to derail things too far here. I saw TikTok the other day.
About my birthday?
What's
Damn
that?
It. I thought you were going to talk about my birthday.
I am going to talk about your birthday. So I saw a TikTok the other day that said, hey, if you're born in the first couple days of September, you are the result of Christmas fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Ah! So, yeah. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Was it a song?
Yes, it was a song.
I've seen that. He does it every month, and it's awesome.
It's so good.
So my birthday is September 4th. My brother's birthday is August 13th. We are supposed to have almost reversed birthdays.
Okay.
My brother was 6 weeks premature, and I was almost 3 weeks late.
Oh, wow. 3 weeks late.
So, and I was Damn. Induced.
Yeah.
So you weren't a Christmas baby then. You were like before Christmas.
Yeah, my brother was the Christmas baby.
That makes more sense, yes.
And I was just like, we're cold and we live in Richmond Hill. And where did they live at the time? I don't even want to know. Might have been Nova Scotia.
I don't want to think about
it. I've never asked and I don't want to know.
No.
I was never that kid growing up that was like, when am I going to have a baby brother or sister? I was just like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
You exist. really snuck up on me this football season, but we are recording this on September 6th. September 7th is the first game of the season. Mark, do you have the statistics of what the spread, the love is up to right now with our free money bet?
Last I checked, it was plus 63.
Whew. So FanDuel, highly recommend. First of all, please sponsor us. Second of all, because we're not celebrities and celebrities can't endorse apps like this anymore because kids are some stupid idiocy that parents can't handle. We'll do a spread that you're a parent, Chris. Are you like, oh my God, Rick Fox telling, I guess he can stay on the ads telling you about the horrors of gambling, but man, Declan is going to be really into he's super into Aaron Paul and is going to do whatever Aaron Paul says.
He loves Breaking Bad.
Like they say Rick Fox when it's not even Rick Fox.
Isn't it Rick Fox?
Jamie Fox.
No, because there's a commercial where the guy talks about, you know, the downside of gambling.
It looks exactly like Rick Fox.
It's not Rick Fox, I'll tell you that.
Oh, I know the Jamie Fox one.
Yeah, it's supposed to parody the Jamie Fox one. Because it's in the same style.
How are you certain it's not Rick Fox?
Because I know what Rick Fox looks like.
But isn't that what Rick Fox looks
no.
like? Rick Fox?
I mean, if I squinted, I can maybe see how you think he's Rick Fox, but that's not Rick Fox.
Huge argument with people over this who were like certain it was, because I've always been unsure. And a big argument with people who were like certain it was Rick Fox and enough to convince me it was also Rick Fox. So yes,
Google Rick Fox and watch that commercial again. You're like, no, this is not
Rick Fox. I did Google Rick Fox, and that's why I was so confused. I need to Rick. And we're talking to my mom, and she was also like, "Oh yeah, that's Rick Fox." Because I watched him on Dancing with the Stars. Never watched basketball. No way, this is the same.
That's not the guy in the commercial.
This is the guy in the commercial.
It's not.
What's the company?
I think it's just OLG, isn't it? Just it's like a responsible gambling commercial.
Are you paying attention to it, Mark?
No, of course not.
No, you only pay attention to it if you lose. Anyways, so fake Rick Fox is allowed to stay.
Yes.
But Jamie Fox
gotta go.
And Aaron Paul's gotta go. I wonder, I feel bad for Dan O'Toole and Bette Rivers. Because, like, that was his first big gig after TSN. Can he not? And they do him and another broadcaster from Canada working in the States do, like, sports content for Bette Rivers. Like, is that going to be allowed? Kay Adams left Good Morning Football to do FanDuel TV. Mm-hmm. Will we be able to see that in Canada? I don't know. It's weird. Or in Ontario, because it's provincially regulated.
Yeah.
Anyways, all that is to say, FanDuel has a really great promotion where if you bet up to $50 on the Kansas City Detroit Lions game, the spread will increase in Kansas City's favor the more people that put on this bet. It usually translates to free money.
Okay.
So you can put a max of $50 down. Kansas City just can't lose by any more than Mark?
65 points.
Okay.
So if they lose by 67 points to the Detroit Lions, I lose $50.
Yes.
Damn.
But if that's the case, you might as well put $50 on the Detroit Lions to win by 65 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you will make way more.
Yeah, we recoup that loss.
I feel like that's not realistic. So we are going to go through each division, and I'm going to ask all three of us the same three questions.
All right.
It is, who is winning this division? What is one outlandish prediction about any one of these teams, players, anything within the division? And then what's one prediction where you're like, yeah, obviously. Okay.
Okay.
So who do we want? What do we want to start with?
AFC East.
We are going to start with the AFC East. And as a reminder, those teams are the Buffalo Bills, the New York Jets, the Miami Dolphins, and New England Patriots. Chris, who is winning that division?
The Buffalo Bills.
And what is your outlandish prediction?
The New York Jets make the playoffs.
That's not outlandish, is it?
And what is your, I could have called that.
Also, the New York Jets finish last.
So he has all four teams making the playoffs?
I'm double downing. No, I'm not. I'm just, in case they make the playoffs and in case they finish last, I'm good either way.
One of them will probably be right.
One of them will be right.
Mark, who's winning the division?
Buffalo Bills, definitely.
Outlandish prediction.
Dolphins will miss the playoffs.
And yeah, I could have called that.
Tua will get a concussion.
yes, he will.
Fuck.
Just as long as his hands don't do the
claw.
I want to say, just to be different, the Jets are going to win the division.
What?
That's how, I mean.
Yes, there's it is. That's insanity. That's insanity.
My outlandish prediction is Bill Belichick will either leave or get fired midway through the season.
I can't see that. Oh, I like it, though. I like that is outlandish. I love it.
And I could have called that is Tua will start less than half of the games this year.
Okay.
Because
of concussions.
Because of concussions. Moving on to the AFC.
North.
Okay. We have the Pittsburgh Steelers, Cleveland Browns, the Baltimore Ravens, and Cincinnati Bengals. Same questions. Chris, who's winning?
Bengals.
Outlandish prediction.
The Steelers finish ahead of the Ravens. It's not that outlandish, but...
Yeah, you're very conservative with your outlandish. And you're, going to call that?
Deshaun Watson sucks.
Damn it. That was going to be mine.
you can do it again. You too. Who's winning? Same questions, Mark. What are your answers?
Bengals are winning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My outlandish is the Steelers will, for the first time under Tomlin, finish with a losing record.
Whoa.
could have called that.
Lamar sucks.
No, he's going to do good, but... Jamar Chase will lead the NFL in receiving yards.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hopefully. Fantasy like team.
Yeah.
Same. Bengals are winning. I think opposite Mark, Pittsburgh will come in second and surprise everybody. That's my outlandish prediction. I could have called that. I think something personal lifey will happen with Deshaun Watson and he will not finish this season.
Ooh, I like that.
The Browns might finally have enough. Going to the AFC South, Jaguars, Texans, Colts, Titans. Mark, your question.
I have the Jaguars winning the division.
Mm-hmm.
My outlandish. Tannehill won't be the starting quarterback at the end of the year for the Titans.
Okay.
Anyway, I could have called that. I don't know. Houston finishing last.
I say Jacksonville will win also. My outlandish prediction is Houston will not win a game this year.
Wow.
I don't think they're that bad.
And I could have called this. I was going to say Tannehill will lose a starting job because I think that's a bit of a, like, they're just waiting for someone else to be better. They have no faith in him. They're just like, hey, anyone?
It's
anyone
like he's quarterbacks. They did one last year. They did one again this year.
Chris?
Jacksonville wins the division. Outlandish is that anybody gives a shit about any other team in this division. And could have called that Jonathan Taylor finishes the season in Indy.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay. And then in the West, Raiders, Chargers, Kansas City Chiefs, Broncos country, let's ride. Chris, let's start with you.
Broncos win. No, I'm kidding. Chiefs obviously win the division. Outlandish. Broncos finish second.
Wow.
I could have called that Mahomes wins the MVP.
Okay, Mark?
I have Chiefs winning the division.
Yep.
My outlandish will be... Russell Wilson gets benched.
Oh, fuck. That was mine. I'm still taking it, though.
Bench him. There's too much money tied up.
And then my outlandish is or my I could have called that is Jimmy G will not play the whole season.
It's a good one.
I think those were literally all of mine. So Chiefs are going to win the division. I was also going to say my outlandish prediction was Russell Wilson will lose his starting job. I'm going to stick with it because I can't think of anything else. And my could have called it is, the Gruden lawsuit will get worse.
Ooh, I like that.
I don't know for Gruden or for the NFL, but it's gonna dominate the Raiders headlines this year.
You don't think Brady's gonna like clean all that up with his image, saying, "Hey guys,
look how clean cut I am."
I don't think you can clean that image. Not even Tom.
He's low key so funny.
Did you see the video of him being like, "You guys think that if it was scripted, I would have let Peyton's little brother beat me twice?"
Yeah.
Like the best. Because he's like stone faced. So good. By the way, that Manning cast, there's a longer version of the Manning cast auditions.
Oh, is there one?
Like a 7-minute one. It's awesome.
Oh, shit.
Okay, NFC East. We have the Washington team names, the New York Giants, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the Eagles are winning that division. I think Dak Prescott will lose his starting job at some point in the season as my outlandish prediction.
Wow.
And
then the Trey Washington Lance Commanders lights it up.
And then Trey Lance fucking lights it up. And then the Washington Commanders are going to be okay.
All right.
I think they'll have a decent record. Mark.
I have the Eagles winning the division. My outlandish is I'm going to say Saquon Barkley gets hurt and leaves the team after this year.
Not crazy outlandish.
And could have called it is going to be Dak Prescott will lead the NFL interceptions again.
Wow.
Interceptions?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said receptions. I was like, that's the outlandish one. Christopher.
Philly wins the division. Outlandish. The Dallas Cowboys are in the NFC championship game.
That is outlandish.
And then my could have called it the Washington Commanders after this season go back to being called the Redskins.
That's your should have called it not outlandish. Okay.
Yeah, switch those. Switch those, please.
Not.
You're outlandish and not outlandish. NFC North, Green Bay Packers, Detroit Lions, Chicago Bears, or Minnesota Vikings. Chris.
We're going with the Detroit Lions. Outlandish. Chicago finishes second. Could have called it Kirk Cousins sucks on primetime games again.
Yeah. I'm also going to go with the Detroit Lions.
You said that really quiet.
Yeah. I think Jared Goff is going to be in conversation for MVP.
Mm-hmm.
And the Packers will win two games.
Whoa.
That's you should have called it?
Yeah.
Flip those. Okay. Outlandish is the Packers are going to absolutely plummet without Aaron Rodgers. And then my should have called it is Jared Goff will be in contention for MVP in the conference. Mark? Yes.
I have the Lions also winning the division. My outlandish is my outlandish for this division. Jordan Love won't be as bad as people think he will be.
There you go.
And I should have called it Goff will lead the league in passing yards.
I love it. Okay, NFC South, Nolan Saints, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Atlanta Falcons, Carolina Panthers.
What a garbage division.
Like, I don't even know how to answer any of these questions. Who's going to win? Okay, so throw a dart.
The Saints, like, maybe. Mainly. Outlandish prediction. Anyone leading that division will be outlandish. And the I could have called a prediction.
The
no one having a record more than one above 500.
That's correct. The winning line. The team that wins this division will have a record below 500.
Yes.
Anyone else have any other predictions or winners that they want to throw around?
No.
Outlandish, I'll say the Falcons will become or finish in the top five defense in the NFL.
Okay.
There's always something a little bit scary about the Falcons to me. NFC West. Arizona Cardinals, Seattle Seahawks, San Francisco 49ers, Los Angeles Rams. Let's start with Mark because we know who he's going to pick.
Niners are winning today.
Yep.
My outlandish will be Brock Purdy will remain undefeated as a starter. And then my should have called it is the Cardinals will finish with 0 wins.
Wait. Brock Purdy is going to, yeah. You guys are going undefeated this season?
I'm saying Brock Purdy as a starter will undefeated. So he might miss a game or two is what I'm hinting at.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to say San Francisco wins the division. My outlandish is the Rams are a very close second. And I might flip those. My should have called it is Brock Purdy will start every single game and do very, very well.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Okay. I'm going to say the 49ers. I'm going to say outlandish. Outlandish. I don't really have anything outlandish for this one. I guess the Cardinals put together an amazing season and come in second. Yeah, I don't know. Huh. And then could have called it McCaffrey fucking tears it up and best running back in the league or whatever.
PPR fantasy number one.
Yeah. There you go.
Now I need to find out who this guy in these OLG commercials is. But I can't.
Because it's not Rick Fox.
It's not Rick Fox.
I know, but I'm trying to Google the commercial. Line commercial. Okay. That is our NFL prediction spectacular. I'm very excited to look back on this the same way we do our prognostications. I'm so excited.
Are we going to do early? Are we going to do an early Super Bowl? I mean...
Oh, like, okay. To maybe change it up.
Yeah, like, hey, who's going to win the Super Bowl? Just...
I don't not have money on the Jets. But I don't think they're going to be my official answer.
Right.
So who'd you put money on in the FanDuel bet? That's your answer.
The Bengals.
There you go.
The Bengals.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. All right.
Because I think they're at least going to make my money back.
Right.
It's less I genuinely believe they're going to win. It was they had good odds. And they just need to win 10 games for me to break even. And then ideally I sell that bet.
Yeah.
As we get into the playoffs.
So Burrow will be the one to break the curse then. Because remember, every quarterback who's lost in the Super Bowl has never, not made it back.
Never gone like, back.
Like 25 years. I think it's yeah. been like that.
Yeah. If you go to a Super yeah. Bowl and lose, you never go back.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But if you win, so then it. You can go back and win and lose yeah. and win and lose.
Yeah. For the story, I'm saying the Jets. The Jets are winning the Super Bowl because I think, man, that story will be so, so silly.
It would be really good.
Any changes?
I want to be out there, but like between Kansas City and San Francisco, it seems like a lock between those two teams. Like it's really It's really hard to say anybody else. Like, I want to say Buffalo, but there's problems in Buffalo. I want to say Cincy, but I don't know if they can do it. You know what? Fuck it. I'm saying the Niners. Mark, let's do it.
Yeah, baby.
Let's do it. And we know that.
Yeah, I feel like there was a time where there was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have many Niners jerseys.
I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited to do our weekly pro line ritual. I'm excited to do our parlays. I'm excited to talk about it. I'm excited to see what the next arrest is going to be. I'm excited to scream at Deshaun Watson and what a terrible, like someone in my league. And I told Mark, cause I was texting him while we were doing this. Someone drafted the same person, Deshaun Watson and Kareem Hunt.
And Kareem Hunt still isn't signed anywhere.
There are other quarterbacks that were still on the board. He's not that, and still are sitting in free agency. He's not that good. Like, even fantasy wise, like Kirk Cousins is a great fantasy option.
Absolutely.
Because he passes, and what I liked about him, he's very good at garbage time. Mm-hmm. Like, games out of hand, if Vikings have no chance at winning, here's Kirky C.
Kirky's going to put up 100 yards and for you.
Yep. Kirky's just going to put up a bunch of numbers for shits and giggles. Does nothing to help
in the game.
Mm-hmm. Who he'll just like finally start targeting when they're already out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any other sports news you want to talk about, gentlemen? Or are we just excited and happy pre?
Can't wait for football. Did the Jays
happy
losing
pre-football Eve?
The Jays lost, but the Jays Rangers lost. Crushed. So the Jays will remain in the playoffs. Still spot.
Okay. Good. They got crushed yesterday too, didn't they? It was 14-1 yesterday.
No, it was like 14-6.
The Rangers.
No, yesterday was 14-1.
And so it was like 14-6.
What was it today?
Today it's like right now. I think it's like 9-1.
Okay. Oh, so it's not over yet. They could still come back.
Not likely, but.
And isn't that what our analysis was last week?
That was Mark's. Yeah, Mark was not worried.
The Rangers have the Rangers have the bad schedule.
Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, I think Tay. I think you said that. I don't think it was me. I think it was Tay. Pretty sure.
I just guided you to
the answer.
Well, it was right in front of us by analyzing the schedules. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that fun stuff. Happy NFL Football Eve. We kick things off with what will be, I'm certain, an exciting high-scoring game with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Detroit Lions. I think it's going to be a blast. I really love how game one, the Jets are in prime time. The Jets have Monday Night Football against the Buffalo Bills.
And Manning Cast.
No world would that have happened if it wasn't Aaron Rodgers. So I'm going to be busting out my Jets jersey for that game.
We should also mention that Bet365 also has a free money bet.
Yes.
Are we sponsored? We're not sponsored.
Yeah. So Bet365 is not officially free money because the idea that Kansas City will lose by more than 65 points. But Bet365 has Mahomes and Goff need to get one passing touchdown each. There are few things that are a sure thing in sports and sports gambling. I think those two guys throwing, because it just a little dinky doink is a passing touchdown. It's but going to happen.
I fired on Bet365 last year when they had Justin Herbert just needing one passing touchdown against the Broncos, and he finished with zero.
Huh. Broncos D is so good.
Game, because it's a high scoring game, I mean, it's a -600 original odds being boosted to +100. Fairly certain this will hit.
Oh, yeah. So go win some money, everybody, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to a Rebel Press podcast. Visit rebelpress.com for more podcasts.